The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 5, Frustration of the Sacrifice of Daksha. Text 1. Maitreya Vacha Bhavo Bhavanya Nidhanam Prajapatir Asatkritaya Avagamya Naradat Shvaprasada Sainyam Chatad Advarar Bubir Vidra Vitam Krodam Aparamadade. Synonyms. Maitreya Vacha, Maitreya said, Bhava, Lord Shiva, Bhavanya of Sati, Nidhanam, the death, Prajapate, because of Prajapati Daksha, Asat Kritya, having been insulted, Avagamya, hearing about, Naradat, from Narada, Shra Prasada Sainyam, the soldiers of his own associates, Cha, and Tat Advara, produced from his Daksha's sacrifice, Ribhubi, by the Ribhus, Dravitam, were driven away, Krodam, anger, Aparam, unbounded, Adade, showed. Translation. Maitreya said, when Lord Shiva heard from Narada that Sati, his wife, was now dead because of Prajapati Daksha's insult to her and that his soldiers had been driven away by the Ribhu demigods, he became greatly angry. Purport. Lord Shiva understood that Sati, being the youngest daughter of Daksha, could present the case of Lord Shiva's purity of purpose and would thus be able to mitigate the misunderstanding between Daksha and himself. But such a compromise was not attained, and Sati was deliberately insulted by her father by not being received properly when she visited his house without being invited. Sati herself could have killed her father, Daksha, because she is the personified material energy and has immense power to kill and create within this universe. In the Brahma Samhita, her strength is described. She is capable of creating and dissolving many universes. But although she is so powerful, she acts under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as his shadow. It would not have been difficult for Sati to punish her father, but she thought that since she was his daughter, it was not proper for her to kill him. Thus, she decided to give up her own body, which she had obtained from his, and Daksha did not even check her. When Sati passed away, giving up her body, the news was conveyed by Narada to Lord Shiva. Narada always carries the news of such events because he knows their import. When Lord Shiva heard that his chaste wife, Sati, was dead, he naturally became exceedingly angry. He also understood that Bhrigu Muni had created the Rubhudev demigods by uttering the mantras of the Jagarveda, and that these demigods had driven away all his soldiers who were present at the arena of sacrifice. Therefore, he wanted to reply to this insult, and thus he decided to kill Daksha because he was the cause of the death of Sati. Text 2. Kuda sudashtoshta puta sadur jati jatam tadit vani sato gradrochisam utkritya ruda sahaso tito hasan gambira nado visa sharja tambuvi. Synonyms. Kuda, very angry. Sudashta osta puta, pressing his lips with his teeth, sa, he, Lord Shiva, dujati, having a cluster of hair on his head, jatam, one hair, tadit, of electricity, vani, of fire, sata, a flame, ugra, terrible, rochisam, blazing, utkritya, snatching, rudra, Lord Shiva, sahasa, at once, uthita, stood up, hasan, laughing, gambira, deep, nada, sound, visasarja, dashed, tam, that hair, bhuvi, on the ground. Translation. Thus, Lord Shiva, being extremely angry, pressed his lips with his teeth and immediately snatched from his head a strand of hair which blazed like electricity or fire. He stood up at once, laughing like a madman, and dashed the hare to the ground. Text 3. Tato tikayas tanuva sprisandivam shahasha bahur ganaruk trisuryadik karala samstrio jvalad agni murdaja kapala mali vivido dyata yuda. Synonyms. Tata, at that time, Atikaya, a great personality, Virabhadra, Tanuva, with his body, Sprisan, touching Devam, the sky, Sahasra, 1,000 Bahu arms, Guna Ruk, of black color, Trishurodrik, as bright as 3 suns combined, Karala Damstra, having very fearful teeth, Jvalat Agni, like burning fire, Murdaja, having hair on his head, Kapala Mali, garlanded with men's heads, Vivida, various kinds, Udyata, upraised, Uyudu, equipped with weapons. Translation. A fearful black demon, as high as the sky and as bright as 3 suns combined, was thereby created. His teeth very fearful, and the hairs on his head like burning fire. He had 1,000s of arms, equipped with various weapons, and he was garlanded with the heads of men. Text 4. Takim koromiti granantam aha badhanjalim bhagavan bhutanath daksham na yajnam jahimad batanam Tvam agrani ruda batam shakome. Synonyms. Tam, to him, Virabhadra, kim, what, karomi, shall I do? Iti, thus, grinantam, asking, aha, ordered, bada, anjalim, with folded hands, Bhagavan, the possessor of all opulences, Lord Shiva, Bhutanath, the lord of the ghosts, daksham, daksha, Sa Yajam, along with his sacrifice, Jahi, kill, Mahi Mat Batanam, of all my associates, Tvam, you, Agrani, the chief, Rudra, O Rudra, Bata, O expert in battle, Amshaka, born of my body, May, my. Translation. When the gigantic demon asked with folded hands, quote, what shall I do, my lord? End quote. Lord Shiva, who is known as Bhutanath, directly ordered, quote, because you are born from my body, you are the chief of all my associates. Therefore, kill Daksha and his soldiers at the sacrifice. End quote. Purport. Here is the beginning of the competition between Brahma Tejas and Shiva Tejas. By Brahma Tejas, Brahminical strength, Bhrigu Muni had created the Ribhu demigods who had driven away the soldiers of Lord Shiva stationed in the arena. When Lord Shiva heard that his soldiers had been driven away, he created a tall black demon named Virabhadra to retaliate. There is sometimes a competition between the mode of goodness and the mode of ignorance. That is the way of material existence. Even when one is situated in the mode of goodness, there is every possibility that his position will be mixed with or attacked by the mode of passion or ignorance. That is the law of material nature. Although pure goodness, or Sudasattva, is the basic principle in the spiritual world, pure manifestation of goodness is not possible in this material world. Thus, the struggle for existence between different material qualities is always present. This quarrel between Lord Shiva and Bhrigu Muni, centering around Prajapati Daksha, is the practical example of such competition between the different qualitative modes of material nature. Text 5. Agnapta evam kupitena manyuna sadeva devan parichakrame vibhum mene tadatmanam asanga raham ramhasa mahiyasam tata saha sashinum. Synonyms. Agnapta, being ordered, evam, in this manner, kupitena, angry, Manyuna, by Lord Shiva, who is anger personified, sa he, Virabhadra, deva devam, he who is worshipped by the demigods, parich krame circumambulated vimum Lord Shiva mene considered tada at that time atmanam himself asanga ramhasa with the power of Lord Shiva that cannot be opposed mahiyasam of the most powerful tata my dear Vidura saha strength sahisnum capable of coping with. Translation. Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, that black person who was the personified anger of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was prepared to execute the orders of Lord Shiva. Thus, considering himself capable of coping with any power offered against him, he circumambulated Lord Shiva. Text 6. Abhiyamana Saturudra Pashadar Brisham Nadabir Vyanadat Subhairavam Udyama Sulim Jagad Antakantakam Sampradravad Goshana Bhushanan Gri. Synonyms. Anvyanamana, being followed, Sahi Virabhadra too, but Rudra Prashadai by the soldiers of Lord Shiva, Brisham tumultuously, Nadabdi roaring, Vyanadat sounded, Subhairavam very fearful, Udyamna carrying Shulam a trident, Jagat Antaka death, Antakam killing, Shampratravat hurried toward the sacrifice of Daksha, Goshana roaring, Bhushana Angri with bangles on his legs. Translation. Many other soldiers of Lord Shiva followed the fierce personality in a tumultuous uproar. He carried a great trident, fearful enough to kill even death, and on his legs he wore bangles, which seemed to roar. Text 7. Atarjivo Yajamana Sadashya Kakubi Udicham Persamiksyarenum Tamakim etat kruta etad rajobud Iti dvija dvija Patnyas chadadyu. Synonyms. Ata, at that time, Ritvija, the priest, Yajamana, the chief person performing the sacrifice, Daksha, Sadasya, and all the persons assembled in the sacrificial arena, Kukubdi Udicham, in the northern direction, Prasamiksha, seeing, Renum, the dust storm, Tama, darkness, Kim, what, etat, this, Kuta, wherefrom, etat, this, Raja, dust, Abut, has come, iti, thus, Dvija, the Brahmanas, Dvija Patnya, the wives of the Brahmanas, Cha and Dadyu, began to speculate. Translation. At that time, all the persons assembled in the sacrificial arena, the priests, the chief of the sacrificial performance, and the Brahmanas and their wives, wondered where the darkness was coming from. Later, they could consider that it was a dust storm, and all of them were full of anxiety. Text 6. Vatana vanti na hi santi dasyava prachina bahir jiviti hogradanda gavo kalyanta idam kutarajo loko dunakim pralayaya kalpate. Synonyms. Vata, the winds, na vanti, are not blowing, na, not, hi, because, shanti, are possible, dasyava, plunderers, prachina bari, the old king bari, jivati is living, ha, ki, earth, ha, still, ugradanda would sternly punish gava, the cows, na kalyante, are not being driven, idam, this, kuta, from where, Raja, dust, Loka, the planet, Adhuna, now, Kim, it is, Pralayaya, for dissolution, Kalpate, is to be considered ready. Translation. Conjecturing on the origin of the storm, they said, There is no wind blowing and no cows are passing, nor is it possible that this dust storm could be raised by plunderers, for there is the strong King Barhi who would punish them. Where is this dust storm blowing from? Is the dissolution of the planet now to occur? Purport. Specifically significant in this verse is Prachini Barhir Jivati. The king of that part of the land was known as Barhi, and although he was old, he was still living, and he was a very strong ruler. Thus, there was no possibility of an invasion by thieves and plunderers. Indirectly, it is stated here that thieves, plunderers, rogues, and unwanted population can exist only in a state or kingdom where there is no strong ruler. When, in the name of justice, thieves are allowed liberty, the state and kingdom are disturbed by such plunderers and unwanted population. The dust storm created by the soldiers and assistants of Lord Shiva resembled the situation at the time of the dissolution of this world. When there is a need for the dissolution of the material creation, this function is conducted by Lord Shiva. Therefore, the situation now created by him resembled the dissolution of the cosmic manifestation. Text 9. Prashuti Mishrastriya Udvigna Chita Uchur Bipako Virgina Shaiva Tasya Yat Pasyantinam Duhitrinam Prajesa Sutam Satim Avada Vyav Anagam. Synonyms. Prashuti Mishra, headed by Prashuti, Striya, the women, Udvignachita, being very anxious, Uchu said, Vipakuka, the resultant danger, Vrijinasya, of the sinful activity, Eva, indeed, Tasya, his, Dakshas, Yat, because Pasyantinam, who were looking on, Duhitrinam, of her sisters, Prajesa, the lord of created beings, Daksha, Sutam, his daughter, Sati, Avadyadyo, insulted, Anagram, completely innocent. Translation. Prasuti, the wife of Daksha, along with the other women assembled, became very anxious and said, this danger has been created by Daksha because of the death of Sati, who, although completely innocent, quit her body as her sisters looked on. Purport. Prasuti, being a soft-hearted woman, could immediately understand that the imminent danger approaching was due to the impious activity of hard-hearted Prajapati Daksha. He was so cruel that he would not save her youngest daughter, Sati, from the act of committing suicide in the presence of her sisters. Sati's mother could understand how much Sati had been pained by the insult of her father. Sati had been present along with the other daughters, and Daksha had purposely received all of them, but her, because she happened to be the wife of Lord Shiva. This consideration convinced the wife of Daksha of the danger which was now ahead, and thus she knew that Daksha must be prepared to die for his heinous act. Text 10. Yastvanta kale vyupta jata kalapa Srasula shuchi arpita dig gajendra Vitatya nitayati udit tastra dor dvajan Uchata hasa stranayitnu binadik. Synonyms. Yahu, Lord Shiva. Two, but Antakale, at the time of dissolution, Vyupta, having scattered, Jantakalapa, his bunch of hair, Shvasula, his own trident, Shuchi, on the points, Arpita pierced, Dik Gajendra, the rulers of different directions, Vititya, scattering, Nityati, dances, Udita, upraised, Astra, weapons, Do, hands, Dvajan, flags, Ucha, loud, Atahasa, laughing, Stanayitnu, by the thundering sound, Bina, divided, Dik, the directions. Translation. At the time of dissolution, Lord Shiva's hair is scattered, and he pierces the rulers of the different directions with his trident. He laughs and dances proudly, scattering their hands like flags, as thunder scatters the clouds all over the world. Purport. Prasuti, who appreciated the power and strength of her son-in-law, Lord Shiva, is describing what he does at the time of dissolution. This description indicates that the strength of Lord Shiva is so great that Daksha's power could not be set in comparison with it. At the time of dissolution, Lord Shiva, with his trident in hand, dances over the rulers of the different planets, and his hair is scattered, just as the clouds are scattered all over all directions, in order to plunge the different planets into incessant torrents of rain. In the last phase of dissolution, all the planets become inundated with water, and that inundation is caused by the dancing of Lord Shiva. This dance is called the Pralaya dance, or dance of dissolution. Prasuti could understand that these dangers ahead resulted not only from Daksha's having neglected his daughter, but also because of his neglecting the prestige and honor of Lord Shiva. Text 11. Amar Sagitva Tamsa Asaya Tejasam Manu Plutam Durnikshak Durniksham Buru Krutya Karala Damstrabir Udasta Bhaganam Set Shvasti Kim Kopatyato Vidhatu. Synonyms. Amar Shat Yitva, having after causing to become angry, Tam, him, Lord Shiva, Asaya Tejasam, with an unbearable effulgence, Manu Plutam, filled with anger, Dur Niri Kshyam, not able to be looked at, Brukutya, by the movement of his brows, Karala Damstribi, by his fearful teeth, Udasta Banganam, having scattered the luminaries, Syat there should be Svasti good fortune, Kim how, Kopayata, causing Lord Shiva to be angry, Vidhatu of Brahma. Translation. The gigantic black man bared his fearful teeth. By the movements of his brows, he scattered the luminaries all over the sky, and he covered them with his strong, piercing effulgence. Because of the misbehavior of Daksha, even Lord Brahma, Daksha's father, could not have been saved from the great exhibition of anger. Text 12. Bahavidam or evam udvigna drosha chamani janena dakshasya muhur mahatmana utpetur utpatatama sahasraso Bhavyavaha Dvivi Bhumo Chaparyak. Synonyms. Bahu, much. Evam, in this manner. Udvigna Prish Drisha, with nervous glances. Uchamani, while this was being said. Janena, by the persons assembled at the sacrifice. Dakshasya, of Daksha, Mahu, again and again. Maha Atmana, strong hearted. Utpetu, appeared. Utpatatama, very powerful symptoms, Sahasrasha, by the thousands, Baya Avaha, producing fear, Divi, in the sky, Bhumo, on the earth, Cha, and Paryak, from all sides. Translation. While all the people talked amongst themselves, Daksha saw dangerous omens from all sides, from the earth and from the sky. Purport. In this verse, Daksha has been described as Mahatma. The word Mahatma has been commented upon by different commentators in various manners. Viraragava Acharya has indicated that this word Mahatma means steady in heart. That is to say that Daksha was so strong-hearted that even when his beloved daughter was prepared to lay down her life, he was steady and unshaken. But in spite of his being so strong-hearted, he was perturbed when he saw the various disturbances created by the gigantic black demon. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks in this connection that even if one is called a Mahatma, a great soul, unless he exhibits the symptoms of a Mahatma, he should not be considered a Duratma. He should be considered a Duratma, or a degraded soul. In Bhagavad Gita 9.13, the word Mahatma describes the pure devotee of the Lord. Mahatmanas tumam partam devim prakritimastita. The Mahatma is always under the guidance of the internal energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus, how could such a misbehaved person as Daksha be a Mahatma? A Mahatma is supposed to have all the good qualities of the demigods, and thus Daksha, lacking those qualities, could not be called a Mahatma. He should instead be called a Duratma, a degraded soul. The word Mahatma, to describe the qualifications of Daksha, is used sarcastically. Text 13. Tavat sa rudranucharar mahamako nana yudhar vamanakar udayu dai pingai pishangar makaro darananai paryadra vabir durana varudeta. Synonyms. Tavat, very quickly, sa, that, Rudra Anucharai, by the followers of Lord Shiva, Mahamaka, the arena of the great sacrifice, Nana, various kinds, Ayudai, with weapons, Vamanakai, of short stature, Udayudai, upraised, Pingai, blackish, Pishingai, yellowish, Makara Udara Ananai, with bellies and faces like sharks, Parya Dava Dravabi, running all around, Vidura O Vidura, Avarudyata was surrounded. Translation, my dear Vidura, all the followers of Lord Shiva surrounded the arena of sacrifice. They were of short stature and were equipped with various kinds of weapons. Their bodies appeared to be like those of sharks, blackish and yellowish. They ran all around the sacrificial arena and thus began to create disturbances. Text 14. Kinchid babanchu pragvansham patni shalam tatapare sada agnidra shalam cha tad viharam mahanasam. Synonyms. Kinchid, some, babanchu, pulled down, Prakvasham, the pillars of the sacrificial pandal, Patni Shalam, the female quarters, Tata, also, Apare, others, Sada, the sacrificial arena, Agnidra Shalam, the house of the priests, Cha, ta, and Tat Viharam, the house of the chief of the sacrifice, Maha Anasam, the house of the kitchen department. Translation. Some of the soldiers pulled down the pillars which were supporting the pandal of sacrifice. Some of them entered the female quarters. Some began destroying the sacrificial arena, and some entered the kitchen and the residential quarters. Text 15. Rujur yagna patrani tataika grin anasayan kundeshu amutrayan kechit Bibhidur Vedi Mekala. Synonyms. Ruruja, broke. Yagna Patrani, the pots used in the sacrifice. Tata, so, eke, some. Agnim, the sacrificial fires. Anasayan, extinguished. Kundeshu, on the sacrificial arenas. Amutrayan, past urine. Kechind, Bibhidu, tore down. Vidi Mekala, the boundary lines of the sacrificial arena. Translation. They broke all the pots for use in the sacrifice, and some of them began to extinguish the sacrificial fire. Some tore down the boundary line of the sacrificial arena, and some passed urine on the arena. Text 16. Abhadanta munim ma'anye eke patnir atarjayan Upare jag rihur devan pratyasanan palatitan. Synonyms. Abhadhanta, blocked the way. Munim, the sages. Anye, others. Eke, some. Patni, the women. Atarajayam, threatened. Apare, others. Jagrihu, arrested. Devan, the demigods. Pratyasanam, near at hand. Palayitam, who were fleeing. Translation. Some blocked the way of the fleeing sages, some threatened the women assembled there, and some arrested the demigods who were fleeing the Pandal. Text 17. Brighum bandhana maninam virabhadra pajapatim chandesha pushanam devam bhagam nandishwaro grahet. Synonyms. Brighum, brighumuni, bandhana, Babanda, arrested, Maniman, Maniman, Virabhadra, Virabhadra, Prajapatim, Prajapati Daksha, Chandesha, Chandesha, Pushanam, Pusha, Devam, the demigod, Bhagam, Bhaga, Nandishwar, Nandishwar, Agrahit, arrested. Translation. Maniman, one of the followers of Lord Shiva, arrested Brighumuni, and Virabhadra, the black demon, arrested Prajapati Daksha. Another follower, whose name Chandesh, arrested Pusha. Nandishwar arrested the demigod Bhaga. Text 18. Sarva evar tvijo dristva sadasya sa divoksha kasha nar ardhyamana subrisam garbabir naikada dervan. Synonym sarva, all. Eva, certainly, Ritvija, the priests, Dvistva, after seeing, Sadasya, all the members assembled in the sacrifice, Sa Dvijokasa, along with the demigods, tied by those stones, Ardhyamana, being disturbed, Shubrisham, very greatly, Gravabi, by stones, Ekna Ekada, in different directions, Adravan, began to disperse. Translation, there was a continuous shower of stones, and all the priests and other members assembled at the sacrifice were put into immense misery. For fear of their lives, they dispersed in different directions. Text 19. Juvata Shubhatasya Shma Shruni Bhagavan Baba Brigur Lulunche Sadasi Yo Hasach Chimrasu Darshayan. Synonyms. Juvata, offering sacrificial oblations. Shruva Hatasya, with the sacrificial ladle in his hand. Shamshruni, the mustache. Bhagavan, the possessor of all opulences. Bhava, Virabhadra. Brigo, of Brighumuni. Lulunche, tore out. Sadasi, in the middle of the assembly. Ya, who, Brighumuni, Ahasat, had smiled. Shmashru, his mustache, Darshayan, showing. Translation. Virabhadra tore off the mustache of Brighu, who was offering the sacrificial oblations with his hands in the fire. Text 20. Bhagasya netre Bhagavan patitasya rushubhuvi ujasara sadastoksna ya sapantam Asuch Suchat. Synonyms. Bhagasya of Bhaga, Nitre, both eyes. Bhagavan, Virabhadra, Patisasya, having been thrust, Rusa with great anger, Bhuvi on the ground, Ujahara, plucked out, Sadasta, while situated in the assembly of the Vishrashiks, Akshana, by the movement of his eyebrows, Ya, who, Bhaga, Sapantam, Daksha, who was cursing Lord Shiva, Asusuchat, encouraged. Translation, Virabhadra immediately caught Bhaga, who had been moving his eyebrows during Brighu's cursing of Lord Shiva, and out of great anger, thrust him to the ground and forcibly put out his eyes. Text 21. Pushno hi apatayad adantam kalingasya yata bala sapyamane garimani yohasad darshayan data. Synonyms. Pushna of Pusha, he, since apatayad extracted dantam, the teeth, kalingasya of the king of Kalinga, yata as bala, baladev, sapyamane while being cursed, garimani Lord Shiva, Yahu, Pusha, Ahasat smiled, Darshayan showing Datta his teeth. Translation: just as Baladev knocked out the teeth of Dantavakra, the king of Kalinga, during the gambling match at the marriage ceremony of Aniruddha, Virabhadra knocked out the teeth of both Daksha, who had shown them while cursing Lord Shiva, and Pusha, who, by smiling sympathetically, had also shown his teeth. Purport: here is a reference made to the marriage of Aniruddha, the grandson of Lord Krishna's. He kidnapped the daughter of Dantavakra, and thereafter he was arrested. Just after he was to be punished for the kidnapping, the soldiers from Dvarka arrived, headed by Balaram, and a fight ensued amongst the Kshatriyas. This sort of fight was very common, especially during marriage ceremonies, when everyone was in a challenging spirit. In that challenging spirit, a fight was sure to occur, and in such fights, there was commonly killing and misfortune. After finishing such fighting, the parties would come to a compromise and everything would be settled. This Daksha Yuga was similar to such events. Now, all of them, Daksha and the demigod Bhaga and Pusha and Bhrigamuni, were punished by the soldiers of Lord Shiva, but later everything would come to a peaceful end. So, this spirit of fighting between one another is not exactly inimical. Because everyone was so powerful and wanted to show his strength by Vedic mantra or mystic power, all these fighting skills were very elaborately exhibited by the different parties of the Daksha Yuga. Text 22. Akramaro rasi dakshasya sita darena hitini chindan api tad udartum nashaknot trayambakas tada. Synonyms: Akramya, having sat, Urasi, on the chest, Dakshasya of Daksha, Sitadarena, having a sharp blade, Hitina, with a weapon, Chindan, cutting, Api, even though, tat that head, Udaratum, to separate, Na Ashoknot, was not able, Tri Ambaka, Virabhadra, who had three eyes, Tada, after this. Translation: then Virabhadra, the giant-like personality, sat on the chest of Daksha and tried to separate his head from his body with sharp weapons, but was unsuccessful. Text 23. Shastra astravintarevam anir binam bina tvacham hare vishmayan param apano dadyo pashu patis chiram. Synonyms: Shastra, with weapons, Astra Anvitai, with hymns, mantras, evam, thus, Anirbina, not being cut, Tvacham, the skin, Hara, Virabhadra, Vishmayan, bewilderment, Param, greatest, Apana, was struck with, Vidyo, Dadyo, thought, Pashupati, Virabhadra, Chiram, for a long time. Translation: he tried to cut off the head of Daksha with hymns, as well as weapons, but still it was hard to cut even the surface of the skin of Daksha's head. Thus Virabhadra was exceedingly bewildered. Text 24. Drishra samyapanam yogam pasunam sa patir makhe yajamana paso kasya kayat tena harach chira. Synonyms: Drishra, having seen, samyapanam, for the killing of the animals and the sacrifice, yogam, the device, pasunam, of the animals, sahi, Virabhadra, pate, the lord, makhe, in the sacrifice, yajamana pasho, who was an animal in the form of the chief of the sacrifice, kasya, of daksha, kayat, from the body, tena, by that device, aharat, severed, shira, his head. Translation: then Virabhadra saw the wooden device in the sacrificial arena by which the animals were to have been killed. He took the opportunity of this facility to behead Daksha. Purport: in this connection, it is to be noted that the device used for killing animals in the sacrifice was not designed to facilitate eating their flesh. The killing was specifically intended to give a new life to the sacrificed animal by the power of Vedic mantra. The animals were sacrificed to test the strength of Vedic mantras. Yagas were performed as a test of the mantra. Even in the modern age, tests are executed on animal bodies in the physiology laboratory. Similarly, whether or not the brahmanas were uttering the Vedic hymns correctly was tested by sacrifice in the arena. On the whole, the animals thus sacrificed were not at all the losers. Some old animals would be sacrificed, but in exchange for their old bodies, they received other new bodies. That was the test of Vedic mantras. Virabhadra, instead of sacrificing animals with the wooden device, immediately beheaded Daksha, to the astonishment of everyone. Text 25. Saru vadas tada tesham karma tatase pasyatam bhuta preta pisachanam anyesam tadviparyaya. Synonyms. Saru vada, joyful exclamation, tada at that time, tesham, of those followers of Lord Shiva, karma, action, tat, that, tasya, of him, Virabhadra, pasyatam, seeing, bhuta preta pisachanam, of the bhutas, ghosts, pretas, and pisachas, anyesham, and of the others in the party of Daksha, tat viparyaya, the opposite of that, an exclamation of grief. Translation. Upon seeing the action of Virabhadra, the party of Lord Shiva was pleased and cried out joyfully, and all the bhutas, ghosts, and demons who had come made a tumultuous sound. On the other hand, the brahmanas in charge of the sacrifice cried out in grief at the death of Daksha. Text 26. Juha taivach chiras tasmin dakshinagvav amarshita tadeva anjanam dagdva pratistad guyakam layam. Synonyms. Juhava, sacrificed as an oblation, etat, that, shira head, tasmin, in that, dakshinagno, in the sacrificial fire on the southern side, amarshita, Virabhadra, being greatly angry, tat, of daksha, deva yajanam, the arrangements for the sacrifice to the demigods, dagva, having set fire, Pratista departed Guyaka Alayam to the abode of Guyakas. Kailash. Translation. Virabhadra then took the head and with great anger threw it into the southern side of the sacrificial fire, offering it as an oblation. In this way, the followers of Lord Shiva devastated all the arrangements for sacrifice. After setting fire to the whole arena, they departed for their master's abode, Kailash. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fourth canto, fifth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Frustration of the Sacrifice of Daksha, end quote.